views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
First, I want to get into smartphones, and I want to share a story with you. I was at work the other day. So I was at work the other day, and a young girl, her Galaxy Note 3 was not working, so she wanted a new one. And we had to take all of her information from the old phone and bring it to the new one. I see her boyfriend peeking over at the pictures. And she goes, and she's defending herself, saying, "Oh my God, there's nothing on there to see. There's nothing there to see." And now it brings on my first question. How trust, is trust starting to collapse or maybe just staying the same through these smartphones? Because apparently there are many boyfriends and girlfriends out there who don't trust because of what's actually in these devices.
That's actually very true. I think trust is declining at rapid speeds because essentially we're walking around with our diaries in our hands. You know, if you take someone's phone, you can see anything from private pictures to group chats to private conversations, what they're exploring on the web, their professional email, their personal email, and the insecurity mixed in with the availability of a handheld device makes people curious. You know, it's just like when you were younger and like your sister had her diary on the table, she hid it. But now we walk around with it every single day. So, of course, boyfriends and girlfriends are curious to see what's in it, and it really makes trust weaken at the seams. I mean, it's ridiculous how insecure people have gotten and how trust is almost on the back burner. If before you go into the phone, you know that you don't trust your partner, so why are you even with them? And that's really the better question.
And that's the question that I was just going to follow up on. The question of, should we be seeing what's in each other's phones, or should we know whatever in your phone is your business and whatever in my phone is my business? Because at the end of the day, we're going to be holding hands and we'll be together forever.
I think that for me personally, I believe in transparency, whether it's professionally, whether it's personally. If you're going to be with someone and commit to them, I believe in transparency. So my phone is locked, but it's not locked for my family and friends. It's locked just in case I lose it and I don't want some stranger going through my information. But there's nothing in my phone at this age, now that I'm a little older and wiser, there's nothing in my phone that a significant other couldn't see or a family member couldn't see even. It's just a matter of choice. You know, I may not offer it to you, but I'm not going to hide anything either. So I agree with, if you're going to be committed to somebody, I think that you should be open to them. You know, nobody wants to be in a relationship with lock and key. You know, nobody wants to feel like they don't know who they're with. And kind of keeping those walls up is kind of just, it's kind of walking backwards almost.
Now, when you say be open with each other, are you saying be open with, here's my phone, here's your phone, let's start looking at it, or be open where everything on your phone is your thing, everything on my phone is my thing, let's move on, let's get a bite to eat?
When I say open, I mean I don't put my phone face down if you're in the room. Or if I go to the bathroom, I'm not going to take the phone with me because I'm afraid that you'll see something pop up on the screen. That's what I mean by open. I have no fear. I don't think people should have fear. You don't have to look, but I'm not going to, you know, I don't want you to feel like I'm keeping you from looking. But I don't, me personally, I wouldn't go to another person's phone. But I don't want my boyfriend to come out with the axe and try to break down the bathroom door if I snatched his phone out of his hand either. That's suspicious.
And we have to look at it this way. Everything we're talking about right now has been going on for decades. Maybe not a smartphone in your hand, but like you just mentioned, a diary or a friend saw you with this guy. Are you with him? Or you were speaking to your ex-boyfriend on the home phone last night. Or, I mean, a lot of this has not changed. Maybe the way we look at it has changed, but I don't think what we're actually talking about has changed, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. What we're talking about has not changed. People have been snitching and talking about each other forever, since the dawn of time. What has changed is how we see and view that information and who else sees and views that information. Cheating has been happening since relationships have happened, and yet the cheating is not the problem, I find, a lot. It's the embarrassment. It's the seeing it on social media. It's your friends knowing. It's your coworkers knowing. It's almost everybody knowing before you do, depending on the social network activity that's going on. So these are not new problems, but everybody knows. You know, it's like when you hear about a crime and then you see one in real life, it's just a totally different reaction. So it's very different from way back in the day when you heard about infidelity and you heard about certain things. But now you can see it and everybody can see it. And so that adds your ego into it. You know, your feelings are a little bit more sensitive. You're just hurt and angry and embarrassed. And that adds a whole nother dimension to retaliation.
Right now, we are speaking to Taseka Lloyd. She is a... Did I say your name right? Am I right on
that? Taseka.
Taseka. My goodness. I'm like, you know, I was sitting... I'm like writing it down on my paper. Taseka? So it's
Taseka. Like Jessica.
Taseka. Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. So I was close. Taseka Lloyd, we are speaking with her. She is a columnist, and we are speaking about how smartphones and social networks has really transformed relationships, how we look at them and how we actually are in them all together. Facebook's a great one. Facebook really is, and especially with the whole in a relationship with this and that. I want to first ask you, because I believe this. We all hate it. We all disagree with this, that if you are with someone and you like them, you have to put it on Facebook to make it Facebook official. And even though you may disagree with it, Taseka, and I disagree with it, we all say, well, that's it. That's the norm. We should do it anyway. Do you think we should believe in that type of mindset, that maybe you don't want to put it on Facebook. Maybe you don't want to put it because you're not ashamed of your boyfriend or someone's not ashamed of their girlfriend. They're just, well, I'm not into that kind of stuff.
Right. I absolutely do not agree that we have to put something up on any social network to give it validity. I think that we're in competition and not in love. And that's really just depressing, because I feel like people want to compete with one another and they want to show off that they're at a certain point in their lives, prematurely at that. And instead of working on the relationship, they're working on the image of it. And eventually, of course, you know, everything in the dark comes to light, the relationship crumbles and they're back into that cycle another 4 months later with somebody new. I don't think that you have to broadcast your relationship ever, and I think there's a difference between privacy and secrecy. Now, if someone's hiding you because they don't want anybody to know that you're dating and they're trying to keep you in the dark corners, then that's something you really need to address. But if someone is private, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that your relationships are the little bit of privacy that we do have left with all the technology going on in the world. So if somebody isn't comfortable sharing that, then that's not a red flag. It's simply something that they want to keep sacred.
And if two people, both parties, decide we like each other, we want to see how this goes, and we want to start something, but we don't want to tell our friends or our parents at the moment, I don't think that's a problem, secret or private. If both parties agree on it, and they don't mind doing the whole, hey, I got this guy tonight, I want you to meet him. Oh, I don't know, because you know you're with that guy. I don't think that's a bad thing either. Right? I mean, both parties agree on it.
It's definitely not a bad thing. It's everything in moderation. I don't think that, especially, the thing is with social networks, you're telling people that truly don't care. That's the thing. You want to put up your status force people who are not really your friends. They're people you know, they're people you like, they're people you may have met, but they're not your friends. They're not invested in your relationship. They may not want the best for your relationship. They may not want the best for you. And so you're catering to people who are not even interested in you. And that's my issue. If I may be private about my relationship, but because I value my mother's opinion, I'm going to bring him home. Because I value my best friend's opinions, I'm going to, you know, possibly go out with them and him at the same time so they can get a feel of who he is. Because we all want our lives to be cohesive. Nobody wants to, you know, only spend time with their boyfriend and then only spend time with their best friends and then only spend time with their family. Usually you want your world to kind of merge into one great circle. But when you're putting your relationship on a platform for people who are not interested, nor should they be invited into it, that's where the problem becomes, because then people are talking about you. And, you know, when people talk, there becomes rumors next. And after rumors comes insecurity. And after insecurity comes trust issues. And after trust issues comes the explosion. So it's definitely a bad cycle. And I just wish people would kind of see that the very first step of the cycle is giving people information that they're not supposed to be privy to.
So I just wrote all that down because the last thing I want is to be a rumor. So I just wrote that down. Hopefully no one's talking anything about me tonight.
It's scary because rumors are so powerful. And, you know, there's this quote that says a lie will make it halfway around the world before the truth has its chance to put its shoes on. Once a rumor happens in a relationship, no matter how true or no matter how false, it creates doubt in your partner. And that doubt can grow or it can minimize. Most times, with the effect of social media and the effect of everybody knowing everything, it grows. And what started out as a rumor becomes a catalyst for the breakup. And it may not have even been true, but it creates a slice of doubt in you that says, I can't trust my partner. All from someone who probably doesn't even know your partner. And that is scary, that we're valuing opinions from people who don't even know who we're dealing with.
Right now we are speaking with Tasika Lloyd. She is a columnist. She is a writer. And she is right now speaking with me how relationships have just transformed in today's world of smartphones and Facebook. And you can catch her right on her blog. Or you can go on her About Me page. One thing I learned when we talk about right now about the privacy of cell phones between both parties in a relationship and the whole Facebook official, that's the term word for it to many. And then what I want to get into right now, the timing of when I should text you, and if you don't text me for 5 minutes, do they hate me? Do they like me? That's another one, for example.
Right.
What we don't realize is we created all of this. These are all just things that we think we need to see and be worried about in a relationship. We don't have to. There is no rule. There's no law. We create this. If you don't text me or you don't email me in 5 minutes, that means you're cheating on me. Or you know what? You broke up me. You know what? I am off. I am leaving this program. Goodbye. Now, see, that's what we created. We created this. And for once, we thought it was a phase, has now become reality. And that's why I think technology is not killing us. It's kind of fighting against us. And we have to fight back and say, you know what? I don't need to put my thing on Facebook. I don't have to worry about her texting me back. She might be in class. She might have taken a nap. She might be busy. So I think we have to be informed that technology shouldn't be taking over our relationships, because like you said, the only thing it's going to do is start trouble. And we see the divorce rate going up and we see less people dating because of it. I mean, do you think technology might be a reason of divorce rates and less men and less women having babies in this country? Could technology be a factor in that?
I absolutely think it is. Because I studied behavioral science, I'm a face-to-face type of person. That's what I enjoy, that's what I rely on. And between about 70 to 90% of conversation is nonverbal, which means you're getting the most information from a person strictly off of their body language. Technology, unless you're using the face-to-face technology like Skype and Ubu and FaceTime, but in regards to like technology, text messaging, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter and things that you can't see the person face-to-face, those things are taking away from how we understand one another. Human beings are biologically connected through the brain. We mirror each other when we see each other. So if I were to sit in front of you and I laughed, you would start to laugh. If I yawned, you would start to yawn. We literally are contagious. Our emotions are biologically contagious. And text messaging and Twitter and all of those things kind of take away from that, which means physical intimacy has declined drastically. So we're communicating, but we're not engaging. We're talking all day, but we're not exchanging our joys. We're not exchanging our concerns, our anxiety. You can talk to me in text message all day and not know that something tragic happened to me because you can't hear my voice. You know, and text messaging and all of those things kind of take away from our body's natural response. It gives us time to edit. It gives us time to either rush as well. When we're angry, we kind of throw up a status as opposed to talking it out to the person. It takes away from our natural ability to read one another. And anytime physical intimacy declines, relationships ultimately decline, hence the increasing divorce rate, the fact that young people are dating less and less, there are more casual relationships than actual courtships. All of these things depend on face-to-face interaction, which we're not having.
So what you're saying is that technology is really taken out of the aspect of physically looking at each other and holding each other and bringing in this new way that that the human mind might not be adapted to. And it's now causing all this distress in this country that everything you see in the movies, sadly can't be true. Hopefully on Valentine's Day, someone's going to be going on a date, not webcamming on Skype. Like, hey, baby, so where are we going to?
Right.
McDonald's to go. Okay, you eat your fight first, then me. Okay.
It's scary.
It is scary. And you know what? We're young. And we're going to I hope I have kids. And if you do want kids, I hope you do have also. And I hope they're beautiful and they're smart and they'll give just as much to society as you have done already. So, but I can imagine what they're going to bring themselves into. They are bringing themselves into a whole new world. They could have holograms looking at them. Hopefully they'll have flying cars and they'll have flying drive-through theaters, you know. And they're watching the
that'll be a fun perk.
That'll be a fun day. I don't know how to get up there. Taseka Lloyd.
Yeah.
She's a lifestyle columnist, novelist, and she has just been such a great guest with us. And really quickly, I want you to share your novel out there. What is your novel about, and is it complete yet?
My novel is complete, and I'll be doing an official launch soon in the spring. It's titled She's Your Daughter Too, and it really is exactly what we talked about. It's about relationships, and it's about how what we learn as children impacts our intimate relationships and why so many of them are failing and why, you know, how we don't take responsibility for our own actions as the victim and as the perpetrator. So it's really about a young woman who uses what she's learned from her father to navigate her personal relationships with men. And it's a very in-depth look at physical intimacy and miscommunication and how all of those things can create a breakup. Even when people are great together, it just doesn't work sometimes. And that just really goes to show exactly what we talked about tonight. There are certain tools that are necessary for relationships to thrive, not just two people who get along.
Taseka Lloyd, lifestyle columnist, and she's going to be the next New York Times bestseller. Okay, I will mark that. I mean, if you write just as beautiful as you talk, there should be no reason why you should not be number one. Thanks for coming on the program with us, and I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Same to you, Andrew. I hope if not, we can FaceTime each other.
I hope so. I mean, who's bringing the McDonald's? Who's bringing it to go?
I'll bring it.
All right. You bring the food. I'll bring the wine. But if you're under 21, I might have to hold that off. Pepsi is a luxury.
I'm older than 21, so we're good to go.
Perfect. Sky Vodka it is. I don't want to tell my stage that I'm drinking. Okay. Have a good
day. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Have a good Valentine's Day. Thanks, Tasek. I really appreciate
you
it.
You too. Have a good night.
Yep, you too. And when I come back on to the radio program, I want your calls. How is your relationship? I want to know. I want to be love doctor for a bit. I'll try my best. I really would. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds in that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months, and I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioned muscles give you a faster metabolism. And movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The American Lung Association. We're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing. And we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans, or sweaters, or suits. just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
I want to be when you're older.
When I'm older, I want to be a singer. That's my goal.
An organizer of like do-gooders.
I want to be a media mogul.
When I'm older, I want to be anything but the one that doesn't fit in, the one that people don't love.
Everyone deserves a dream.
But some of us are depressed,
anxious,
angry,
scared,
don't feel like ourselves.
If that's you, say something.
Talk to someone. People will listen. Add your voice at okaytotalk.org. Okaytotalk.org.
Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Why I do this show. This is the hour. This is the time. This is the passion coming out of me. This is why I do this show for you. For the reason is to inform you. Think outside the box. Stop thinking inside the box and following their procedures. And there is up to you who you think there is. I know who there is, and there is me. And I'm going to listen to what I have to say, and I'm going to tell you what you have to say. So then you don't have to listen to me. Listen to yourself.
If you don't trust the information reported to you...
Stop this. I can't take this anymore.
Like, yo, Andrew, get the job done.
All our young lives, we search for someone to love. Someone who makes us complete. Choose partners and change partners.
Shared by two, we'll always stand now and forever.
We dance to a song of heartbreak and hope
through the sun,
all the while wondering if somewhere, somehow, there's someone perfect who might be searching for us.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Where is love? In the air. What a great conversation we had. I completely went over my break, so I'm only going to break in 2 more minutes. completely went over, but I didn't want to stop talking to her. I felt, you know what, she is doing great. Great conversation. She's nailing everything right on the nail. She was right about everything. And she gave her opinion, and she used, you know, events she had. Great. Tasekka Lloyd. I don't know why I didn't shout her out. But you can follow her at capital T underscore LLOYD on Twitter. Capital T underscore capital LLOYD. Follow her on Twitter, and that's where you'll be able to connect to her blog. Well, sorry, to her website. It's Tassel Lloyd, TASSLLOYD.wix.com /may-with-love. And you can get. You can get this link right on her Twitter. So that would be the easiest way. Just go on to Twitter, click on the link, and connect with her. And we hope to have her on. Maybe we can talk about her book when she comes on the air. In a few moments, I will be playing the sound clip of wisdom. It's a sound clip we play that creates a conversation off the air. And we'll be playing the great Shirley Temple. And I have a really cool story I want to share about Shirley Temple when I come back from the break. Again. Again, another break. Shirley Temple. We have a great story I want to share with you. And I also want to play the Sound Globe of Wisdom of her in the movie The Little Princess that came out in 1939. Quick story that I want to tell you. When I was a young kid, I don't know what it was. My mom always gave me candy. I went to the room, went to her bedroom, and she handed me candy. She said, "Here's candy, give it to someone." No. It would lay in my book bag for about, 5 to 7 days. And all right, garbage. Or I would just give it back to her and she would do something with it. I never gave it to anyone. Then I did pretty good. What was it sophomore year of high school? I gave a nice little, here you go. That was to one girlfriend. I don't like talking about my personal love life on this program. See how I just faded away? I won't. This is not a love show. I'm not going to talk about love and happiness. And you don't have to either. So when I said you can call them about your relationships, you don't have to. I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't call. And you don't have to either. But it's okay. If you want to, you can email me. YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. You can tweet me at AndrewGGO. You say, "Yeah, my boyfriend and I are happy. 1/20/10 anniversary, baby." See, we should talk about that also, the whole date thing. How long that been going on for? Sound Clip of Wisdom, and of course, we'll be speaking about the great Shirley Temple. Be right back.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The American Lung Association. We're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans or sweaters or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are.
They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
I want to be when you're older.
When I'm older, I want to be a singer. That's my goal.
An organizer of like do-gooders.
I want to be a media mogul.
When I'm older, I want to be anything but the one that doesn't fit in, the one that people don't love.
Everyone deserves a dream.
But some of us are depressed,
anxious,
angry,
scared,
don't feel like ourselves.
If that's you, say something.
Talk to someone. People will listen. Add your voice at OKToTalk.org. OKToTalk.org.
Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Welcome back to the program. One of the last love songs of the night. Now we all know this song, right? Who's slow dancing to this one? If you want a last minute tweet me, I'd love to know, did I miss any Valentine's Day songs or love songs? Did I miss one? Did I miss anyone you wanted to hear? We are going to be playing one more song to get us out of here tonight. So I want you to tweet, or I want you to call me up, 855-712-YNTS. And I'd love to know what song I might have missed. Hey, why not? I might have missed one that I did not get to. Sound Clip of Wisdom. It's again, we always play a Sound Clip of Wisdom. It's a way to send out a message, end the show off with a little bit of dignity, and even start a conversation outside of the studio and off the air, away from the microphone. Shirley Temple, so funny. Shirley Temple, my mom and I, we were watching one of Shirley Temple's movies, and we sat there, and of course we get into that conversation where, oh, well, how old is Shirley Temple? And we always usually get to that. And Shirley Temple, she was, oh my goodness gracious. Oh my God, you know, come on, Shirley Temple. When I checked her age up on the website, then I started to read more about her and started to read how she done more than acting, how she left acting early and such. So that's so she was 85 years old, and she passed away today. It's ironically watching a movie. Oh, let's go check her age, and that's what we did. So I'm trying to pick a Sound Clip of Wisdom. I said, what's a better way to do it than play Shirley Temple, one of the greatest child kids of all time? But let's go. You know, let's have some fun here before I play the clip, and from one of her favorite movies, The Little Princess. When her father leaves to go to war, and she's in this this type of school, where of course she gets into action with many of the characters, and there's a lot of new characters and storylines, and even something you can learn from it. What happens? Remember how I was saying in the beginning of the show, well, the Beatles weren't that good because my band's better. What happens if a Shirley Temple fan, and I went up to them and I said, see, people are going to hate me for this. Mary-Kate and Ashley, because they probably one of the another greatest childhood stars of all time. Well, and they're, you know, they made a name out of themselves. They were better than Shirley Temple was. Would that be a bad thing to say? And people would be pissed at it. Some people don't like 30, 40 movies. I think both of them are great. I love Shirley Temple. I love Mary-Kate and Ashley. Would I put one on top of the other? No, I wouldn't. Could one learn from the other? Of course. But again, they're two different people. Two different people. Shirley Temple went into politics. Mary-Kate and Ashley wanted to do a self-business. And that's how we should look at it. But I digress. See, look what I just started. I just started a boiled war. don't think I should play the clip anymore. I don't deserve to. Well, let me play the clip for you. The clip is about Shirley Temple. Her father is ready to go to war, and she is saying one last goodbye to him. And this is what the father says. Here it is.
How much longer have we got, Daddy?
Only a few minutes, darling. You're learning me by heart, little Sarah.
No, Daddy. I know you by heart. You're inside my heart.
We're going to be brave, aren't we? I tell you what. Let's pretend we're back in India. And I'm going away with the troop for a few days. Shall we? We've fought this kind of battle before, haven't we? And you never cried once when I went away. Remember?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, this is going to be our hardest battle. But we'll be good soldiers, won't we?
Yes, Daddy.
Shall we say goodbye, like we used to at home?
Yes, Daddy.
All right, then. Chin up. Go to the window and look out. Oh, say it as we used to. My daddy has to go away, but he'll return most any day. Any moment I may see my daddy coming back to me.
My daddy has to go away, but he'll return most any day. Any. I can't do it this time. I can't do it. You're crying, too.
Afraid we're not quite such good soldiers as we thought.
Oh, yes, we are. I can do it now. My daddy has to go away. But he'll return most any day. Any moment I may see my daddy coming back to me.
I love this clip, and I thank my mom for it, because I asked her, I said, I want to do a little tribute for Shirley Temple. I think she's a great actress. She opened the door for many. She was great for her time then. And again, like the Beatles, she's more appreciated now than back then. It's just the way it is. We talk about nostalgia and vintage. We love Shirley Temple. We love the childhood actor. We can't get enough of her. So when I asked her, I want a clip, she mentioned to me this clip because she listened. So she knows, okay, it's not a clip of wisdom. We need something that's heart-throbbing but also can give out a message. I have a few messages I want to talk to you before we end this program tonight. Thank God. Thank goodness. We can end it on a good note. Well, someone should. She came with this clip. She described it to me. And this is such an underrated scene. We always see Ain't the Good Ship, Lollipop. Of course, it's a beautiful little cute scene. Or when she's in the cafeteria and she's walking around. Rah, rah, rah. And those are great scenes. And she's a great singer. And of course, her dancing on the stairs. That's another scene you always see her in. But this scene, beautiful, heart-throbbing, warming. It shows to many young girls at that time period during World War II and today's recent times of Afghanistan. And if you heard during my news break, the whole debate of should we keep troops there, how many fathers are over there and young daughters who might not have a mom anymore. And in this movie, Shirley Temple's character did not have a mom. She passed away when she was young. has to deal with this distress of no father figure in their life, no one to go to at night when it's cold or a thunderstorm outside. And what this scene shows is to give some reminder that your dad will be back soon. Yeah, there's violence in the world. There's guns. But I promise you, he'll be back. He'll be okay, and he'll be thinking of you and waiting for you. No woman overseas, no woman on the next place is going to come and take that connection away from you. And the same goes for a wife or for a girlfriend or any of that matter. That's what this shows. Such an underrated clip. If you, and you're going to see a lot of tributes for Shirley Temple throughout the year, and you're going to see the next few days, why don't they show this clip? I think it's great. It's great for radio. It's great for TV. And I think my mom for the clip, really good one. Because it brings so much out of it. It shows how, yeah, you will be separated from war. Or you will be separated for some reason. But you will come together, no matter what. And the way Shirley Temple went to the window and how they did it. She walked to the window and looked out the window. It's kind of like she was doing a prayer, kind of looking up to the stars, maybe. Because again, we really don't know why she walked to the window. They don't really give you an idea of why the character walked to the window. So I'm guessing maybe it was a prayer, maybe wishing on a star. We don't know if it was day or nighttime. So maybe there was a star up in the air. Maybe she wants to see him go in the car and drive away so he can see one. She can see one last look. So there's so many questions. So many questions that Shirley Temple, her character, doesn't give us. But that's what makes this scene great. You get to learn something and you get to brainstorm. And Shirley Temple, in all of her movies, it was always about touching you and trying to relate how many might have been feeling during that time period, during war, during depression. Because that was her years. Her years was during the mid-Great Depression. It was during World War II. And it was even right after World War II, during the Roaring 50s, when color TV started to become introduced. And the Cold War between the Soviet Union and the United States. She didn't have to go on cigarettes. She didn't have to do drugs. She didn't have to shave her head, stick out her tongue, and put a big finger, foam finger, between her legs to create attention, to create a name of herself. She loved what she did. She did it in such a way that none of us can do it in. And she passed away because it was her time. Like every other human being should go through. She didn't die because of drugs. She didn't die because she drank too much or she hung out with the wrong people. We have the right to appreciate Shirley Temple today. We do. Because she was a family member like everyone else. Yeah, I didn't know Shirley Temple personally. I didn't shake her hand. Personally, I respect her work. I'm a fan. I'm not a diehard, fan, no. But I appreciate what she's done for my mom and my grandma and for the many Americans around. I've seen commercials of, get the DVD package of Shirley Temple today. I've seen it. I've been there. We all know it. So someone came up to me and said, well, you don't know Shirley Temple. Yeah, I don't know her, but she actually did something for my family. She taught us something. Miley Cyrus, she's not teaching me anything. She's someone that I probably won't appreciate. If something happens to her, why should I? Is that what she wanted? She wants to get her heart. She wants attention. Shirley Temple never looked for attention. She looked to get on the big screen, and she's been doing it since she was 3, and she passed away at 85. We want to thank the many around us tonight. We got through another one. I want to thank my mom, my brother, I love you, thank you. I want to thank my crew, Howard Forrest, phone screener. Got through it. America Saniskowski, assistant producer. Moon Summer, voiceover personality. And my father spectating, Teddy Giordano. I want to thank all my affiliates for airing this program every week. We hope we're making you proud. I want to thank Taseka Lloyd for coming on the program. She was such a great guest, and we got to talk about so many things. She's a novelist, lifestyle columnist, and she even studies behavioral movements and body language. She's been featured all over the place. I want you to follow her, capital T underscore LLOYD. That's what I want you to follow her at. And I want to thank you, the audience. You make the show. I don't. I set everything up, but you guys do it. And we always repay you back at the end of the month with our open phone calls, truly weird stories, main headlines, and box office numbers. I promise myself I will see the Lego movie. I will. Barry Manilow ending off my program. I can't play the best, right? See, if someone said, you know who's better than Barry? No, I'm kidding. Don't be left behind. We'll be back next week. Just listen to the New Talk Show.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at @AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at @YoAndrewNTS.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers?
What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Christy Borst, leading spiritual and intuitive healer, is bringing in the month of love with a very special offer for you. Let Christy help you heal matters of the heart and release emotional pain. Give the gift of love to yourself. Call Christy at 401-466-4901 by February 14th to schedule your core issue identification and healing session for 30% off her regular rate. And now visit healingresonance.us to find out more about the amazing healing gifts of Christy Borst.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.